Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there is honestly no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Wendy Thomas. Wendy Peppercorn, you might know her from social media. We promised, right, that you were going to go to opening day for the Cubs, and we were going to help you, you were going to document it. I got you a ticket, which is the least I could do. And you know how I knew you're a good baseball fan, and you've been to 25 parks, right? So, you know how I knew you were a good baseball fan? I said, you know, what ticket do you want? You know, where do you want to sit? And you said, bleachers. Right?
There's nothing like it, yeah.
There's a lot to get to. First of all, I'm happy you made it there and back in one piece. Did you have a good time?
It was great.
Yeah? How would you rate it? Power rank your opening days. How would you rate the other opening days that you've been to?
I haven't been to many opening days.
Okay.
I went to opening day in Texas last year, Cubs at the Rangers. That was a good one, but there were hardly any Cubs fans there, so I was definitely an outsider. I've been to the home opener at Wrigley one time before. It was in 2016. So that's it. And then yesterday, that was it.
You did 2016. So that was what you had to go by, right? That's what your only experience in something like this was. We're going to get to all of it, but the meat and potatoes, how would you compare this one compared to that one?
Okay. First of all, I was alone, so it was already better. I was with a friend who just wasn't as big of a fan as me. So she got really hammered. I kind of had to babysit her. We didn't get into the gates when they opened. She got up 25 times to go get more beer and go to the bathroom. It just got on my nerves. I did have really good seats. I was like five rows behind home plate for that one, so it made up for it. But yeah, I felt like I was kind of babysitting her the whole time. It was a great day. I absolutely froze. It was a night game, and I said I would never go back to Wrigley in April again.
And there you are.
But now I have this incredible jacket. It's the warmest thing I've ever owned. So
yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second. And I want to put the your reel, your video up. We'll put it up on Baseball Isn't Boring at BB Isn't Boring so everyone can see this, because we're going to try to describe this, but you know, sometimes words are better than pictures. Sometimes pictures are better than words. But you know, you did, like I said, you chose the bleachers. Before we get again to the going through the timeline of this, you've sat in the bleachers there before, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the bleachers hit that day, opening day? Because as you said, you only had that experience before, that one in 2016, and that was not bleachers. That was your friend going out and boozing it up, you know, and the whatever it was. But this one, you had complete control over everything, including where you were sitting. So was it, did you feel like you made the right choice in the bleachers?
The absolute best choice. There is nothing like the bleachers at Wrigley Field, and especially in left field. It's like if the grandstands are a work function where you have to behave yourself, and then the bleachers are like when you're done and you can go to the after party with your real friends. That's the left field bleachers. It's crazy. It's like the best energy. I've never not had a good time there.
By the way, that was maybe the best description of the bleachers in the history of baseball right there. Thank you.
Love every seat in Wrigley I've ever been in. I have a great time, but it's just different. If I'm going with my kids or my parents or whatever, I'm not going to the bleachers. But if I'm by myself or with friends, it's my favorite place to be.
All right. So this go back to when we first talked. You know, one of the things besides just being a huge baseball fan, you had said that you like going to games where you just fly in, fly out 24 hours. You don't get a hotel room. That's it. Or not even 24 hours. But you fly in, fly out. And so we said, well, we got to make that happen for opening day for the Cubs. You're a Cubs fan. So long story short, yeah, you know, we planned it. You did it. You planned it. And it worked out. So I was eagerly anticipating this day for you. I was brought a smile to my face that day, right? A little worried that, you know, plus flights are going to be canceled or whatever it is. Because this is another part of it, right? When you do this.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket, since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're taking a chance, a little bit.
And doing the same day, it's always a chance, but I, knock on wood, I've never had anything get messed up. The only time I ever had flight issues that almost messed up my day was a spring training game. And I had to lie and create a sister that I didn't even have. And I was giving the speech and they got me on a different flight and I made it to the game. But I ever, like, that's the only time I ever almost had an issue. Yesterday, I did kind of start to panic a little bit because we landed, our flight landed early. And so I was like, oh, hell yeah, we're early. The sooner I get down there, the better, because Wrigleyville was alive at like probably 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, the earlier, the better. This is great. But we sat on the tarmac for over an hour waiting for our gate to open anyway. So it was as if we got there late. So I was already like panicking. I was like looking at, I always take the blue line, which is the train. So I go down, get the train, and I'm already doing math in my head. And I'm like, how long is this going to take? What time am I going to get there? Because the bleacher seats are first come, first serve. Like you have to get there when the gates open on a day like that and get your seat. So I was super stressed. I knew I already didn't have time to pregame at the bar. So that was okay. But I was just worried about my seat. But it worked out. I got off the plane. I've done this so many times in Chicago. I know that airport so well. So I'm right. Like, it's super easy in Chicago. You're in the airport. You go down to the basement. You get a $5 train ticket. And that works for the train or the bus all day long. And so, yeah, I mean, I was out of the airport as fast as I could possibly get out. One thing I usually do is I kind of like get presentable, because I leave my house at, I left my house at like 3:30 in the morning yesterday. And so I kind of like get presentable in the airport when I land. I did not do that this time. I just didn't care. I was still on the plane trying to like do my makeup. And the guy sitting next to me thought I was insane, but I was like, I have somewhere to be.
let me ask you that. So you're obviously not checking a bag, right? I mean, you're not checking a bag.
Correct.
You have a carry-on. Again, we want to make sure everyone understands this. This is flying to a game, then flying home without
carry-on.
I'm sorry?
I don't even have a carry-on because I have whatever I can legally take into a stadium, which is usually just a drawstring backpack. Yesterday, I did have a duffel bag, which I was considered a personal item, but the only thing in there was my coat.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So in case people don't know, this is a big, huge part of this, of you being you and certainly standing out amongst a sea of Cubs fans. You have this coat. It's a bear coat. And there's no other, you basically have, it's like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. What he has to, I guess that was a horse.
No, that was a bear.
Was it a bear? Yeah. Oh, you know what it was? The movie, Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the dentist or the guy comes out of there and he's wearing the bear. Anyway, you have a bear coat. You have, it's a legit huge bear coat. So that's what I was going to ask you. So you're coming from Florida. It's not like you're wearing this bear coat around all over the place. You're only breaking it out in places like Chicago. But you were able to fit that bear coat in a bag?
In a duffel bag. I didn't know if it was going to work, but it did. Because I was like, seriously, like, this is kind of a bold thing to wear out in public. Like, not everybody likes that kind of, I mean, I get stopped every 10 seconds in that thing and people ask for pictures and stuff, whatever. But I'm not brave enough to wear that in the airport. Okay. So I knew I had to stuff it into a bag, and I've used a carry-on before when I went to the Bears game with it, but I was staying like three nights. So like going straight to Wrigley and then back to the airport, I was like, I got to make this work in like a duffel bag. And then I did have the drawstring backpack stuffed in there also. So when I got to O'Hare, I put the jacket on and I scrunched the duffel bag up and put it into the drawstring backpack with all my things, like my phone and my charger and my 5 minute makeup routine. And
how, what was the origin? I have to ask, what were the origins of the bear coat? This is not a normal coat.
Okay. I can absolutely not take any credit for discovering this coat and wearing it to Cubs games. This, so I told you that April 2016, home opener, I swore I would never go to an April game again. I did have to because of a family wedding. I was in town. We went to the game. It's miserable to me. So I want to be in shorts and a crop top for a baseball game. I do not want to be bundled up. Like, I don't want to get, do you see the Rockies game yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Count me out. I don't want to do it. So, last year, 2024, Cubs opening day was like freezing temperatures and it was snowing. And there was someone in the stands, I believe he was in the bleachers, and he had this coat on. And he actually, his was better because he modified it a little bit. And there was like a Cubs hat attached to it. And I think maybe one of the, like a patch or something on one of the sleeves. I don't know. Anyway, his was incredible, but after that game, I was like, I could go to an April game if I had that coat. And I Googled it, like bear jacket. I don't know. And eventually I found it. It's this company called Wild Coat, and they have like probably 10 or 15 different designs, not just bears. They have like tigers and I don't know what else they have. But I bought this coat. It showed up and I literally was just putting it on at home just to take pictures. And I was immediately like sweating and miserable. And I was like, this is exactly what I need to go to these games. Oh, it's the warmest jacket I've ever had. And
can I ask you like how much that coat runs? Like
I think it was $450.
That's about right. Like that's what I would have guessed.
But like I was in the military and I was stationed all over. I was in Washington State. I was in Colorado. I snowboarded. I've had snowboarding jackets. Like they are expensive. A good warm coat is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, this is better than a good warm coat. This is a bear coat.
Yeah. And honestly, just opening up April Cubs games is worth every penny.
So all right. So you get to the we thankfully you land, you get off the plane, you take the subway to Wrigleyville, you go straight to the stadium. When do you take the coat out of the bag?
Airport on my way. So I was on the blue line in this coat.
In the coat, okay.
Tons of Cubs fans and everybody obviously knew where I was going. I got zero funny looks.
Okay, all right. So you get to the ballpark. What time do you walk into the ballpark?
So I got there, I think the gates opened 2 hours early. So the gates opened at like 11:20. I must have been there 10 minutes after. So usually I like to be there way before, have a drink at Murphy's, take a lap around the stadium, take pictures, whatever. I did none of that. I literally, I took the train to the bus, got off the bus, had somebody take a picture of me, and I ran in.
Okay. So now you said you don't know anybody. You didn't know anybody at the game, right?
I knew a lot of people.
Okay.
But I didn't see anybody. I don't know how, but I know anytime I'm in Chicago, I know people.
But you didn't see anybody you knew at the game?
Zero.
Okay.
And I knew how, because I knew people in the left field bleachers. Okay. I didn't. And I went to my seat. Oh, I got a beer first. Went to my seat. I got up twice for more beer and to go to the bathroom. I didn't see anybody that I knew. It was the weirdest day in Chicago. But I did have a lot of friends in seats too, and they knew I was there. I knew they were there, and we had plans to meet up after. But I usually run into people at Cubs games in Chicago, either at the stadium or at the bar, and I didn't see anybody yesterday.
So now you're at the game and you're at your seat. Do you talk to people, or are you just like, what's your interaction with people?
Yeah. So I'm kind of a quiet person, and if people talk to me, then I talk, but I'm not an outgoing person at all. I don't initiate conversation unless I see something really cool. But I was standing there. The bleachers were already packed. I'm standing there with my beer, kind of looking around for one single spot to sit, and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, really?
I could go to center field or right field. There were definitely open seats over there, but left field is the best. So I was just standing there kind of circling around looking for a spot, and these cute little old guys were like, hey, there's a seat open. And so I sat next to them, and they were really nice. They, like, asked me questions the whole time. Super cute guy's name was Charlie. And then to my left was a dad and his kids, and they were really nice too. We didn't talk a lot, but they were super nice. The dad actually bought me a beer because he was getting up to get food for him and his kids, and he was worried about these little kids. When they weren't little, but they were kids, and he was worried about them not being able to save a seat. And so I was like, I'll put my bag there. And so I, like, helped save that seat so these kids didn't feel pressure to hold this seat for their dad. And he ended up, the next time he got up for food, he bought me a beer while he was gone. So that was nice.
So did you tell these guys, the two little old guys, and then the father and the kid, do you say, hey, listen, I'm what you're doing, like, that you're just in your whole adventure here?
The old guy, Charlie, I did. He asked me a couple questions, and I can't remember how we got on the subject, but I think I told him that my kids were pissed off that I was there and they were at school. And he was asking me a lot of questions about, like, my trips and my kids and me going to games alone and who my favorite player was. And we talked quite a bit.
You know, it's amazing. It's like, oh, where's mom? Oh, no, she went to the game. Oh, where's the game in Chicago? You know?
Yeah. My youngest especially was so mad at me. I probably shouldn't have told him what I was doing, but he didn't want to go to school. He thinks that because I took him to Wrigley once, that every time I go, I'm going to bring him. And so he was very mad and did not want to go to school. But the other kids too, they were just like, are you kidding? So,
well, you're the cool mom. Let's go. So I asked this question usually when it comes to concerts. Like, I asked yesterday, pitcher for the Cardinals, Ryan Fernandez, this question. I've asked Josiah Gray this question about what you do at concerts. So, like, you know, like, for Josiah Gray, like, you went to the Travis Scott concert. What do you do? Do you stand there? Do you hold up your phone? You know, I asked this with Ryan Fernandez yesterday. He just went to his first concert. I think it was, wasn't Dave Matthews. I forget who it was. But I'm like, what do you do? Like sometimes, like, people are just like, what do you do? So I want to ask you that question for the baseball game. You know, and a baseball game's a little bit different because obviously it's not a concert. But what do you do? Are you locked in, besides going for the beer runs or whatever it is? Are you locked in when something happens? Are you that person who is freaking out? Are you just internalizing it? Like, what do you do?
I'm usually super locked in, and I just want to pay attention to the game. And I'll talk to people a little bit, but I want to see every single play because I don't get to go very much. So, I mean, I go more than most people, but it's not like an everyday thing for me. So I want to see every single play. I don't want to miss anything. I don't even like getting up to go get beer or go to the bathroom. I don't want to miss anything. Yesterday was a little bit different because I was recording a lot more and taking more pictures than I normally do because I was trying to have enough to create content. So I definitely recorded a lot yesterday. There was a lot that I couldn't even, it was too much, but I had like, I mean, I had like the flyover. I had the huge flag they had out on the field. I had the last play of the game where the crowd went wild and they started singing go Cubs go. Like I had content. Oh, I had Ian Happ. I don't know if you saw Ian Happ came out and kind of like nodded to the left field fans.
By the way, part of our podcast family, Wendy, Ian Happ, his podcast is on our network. So I feel like they're simpatico.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There you go. But
yeah, I had that from my POV, like Ian Happ coming out and doing his like little bow or whatever he did to the left field. And it was so cool to see that all over social media yesterday. I was like, I was on the other side of that.
Who took the photo of you like from a distance? Like someone took.
That's my photographer friend. He works for Marquee Sports.
Oh, okay.
For several years, we just from Instagram, but we're real life friends now. We've met up and hung out a lot, gone to games. He's a real friend, but we met on Instagram through baseball. I think I commented once on one of his pictures, and then he said thank you, and then it was just like, I don't know. He's super cool, but he has, I don't know anything about cameras or technology, but he's able to take a picture with his huge camera with the huge zoom lens at the game. And he texts it to me within 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. This professional.
What's his name? I want to give him a plug. What's his name?
Scott.
Okay. Scott.
Got it. Sports. He was in the Cubs dugout. I get a text from him that's like a picture of where he is, like the end of the dugout. And he said, put your bear hat, put your hood on and wave towards the Cubs dugout. And so I didn't even know where he was, but he sent me a picture. And so I probably looked stupid to everyone around me. I was just smiling and waving at nothing. And then I saw him come out. He took the pictures, texted them to me within 10 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. It was a great photo, a great picture.
And
by the way, so in case people know about the Go Cubs Go thing, you know, in the song, it's I love it. I love experience it live in at Wrigley Field. It's such a cool thing, right? It's such a cool thing. It is such a great punctuation to a great day, right? I mean, just to fly up there and to have that experience, that's pretty cool.
It's so great because as many times as I've been to Wrigley, sometimes I'm still like caught off guard by that song. It's like it goes right into it immediately. Like as soon as the game, the last play, it's like immediate, like lights flashing and it goes right into that song. And I'm always like, oh yeah, like I almost forget about it sometimes. But I think I told you last time we talked that they did that in London too.
Yeah.
That was surprise.
So now the question is, it was a good game, right? Excellent game. Good game.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you won, so it was good.
Yeah. There you go. What was the time of game? So was it under 3 hours?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Went by.
Asked me. I don't even, I had several beers, Rob. Not going to lie.
That's all right. I would be disappointed if you didn't, honestly. Did you eat anything there? We haven't even talked about, like, you had to have eaten at some point, right?
I ate at the airport in Orlando before I left. I forced myself to eat because I'm not good at eating sometimes when I do these. But I got a hot dog with mustard.
At the airport, not at the park?
No, the hot dog was at the park.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So
you got beer and a hot dog. You check it off all the boxes. Good for you. Excellent job. You get the bear suit, you get the beer, you get the hot dog, you get the Cubs win. Now the game ends. This is the part where I'm fascinated by.
Okay.
Your flight, hold on, what's that? Your the game ends at what time?
It must have been like 3:30.
Okay, 3:30. Your flight is what time?
5 in the morning.
Okay, here we go. What do you do?
My favorite place is Murphy's Bleachers. There's always some cool run-ins there with friends or famous people. I don't know. It's just the best vibes to me. I've been to others, but this is my favorite. So it's right outside the bleacher gate. So I went over there, and this was my first time seeing my friends, that my Chicago friends that I expected to see at the game at some point, but didn't. I have a really good friend who I met in 2016 during a rain delay at a bar, and she is like my family now. We kind of stayed in touch through 2016, and then now it's like she's met my parents. She's bought things for my kids. Like she's a family member at this point. So anytime I'm in Chicago, it's like no questions asked. There's times that I've been to Chicago and I'll say like, hey, do you want to meet at the bar? And then she's like, are you staying with me? Like that's how last minute I could show up and stay with her. It's awesome friend. But I ran into her at Murphy's Bleachers with probably like five or six of our friends, and she's in the same spot every time. It's like hers. And so I knew exactly where to find her.
That's awesome that you ran into people. But according to my math, that's still 11 hours?
Okay. So we were far for probably till like 7:30 or 8.
Okay.
Then I went to the bathroom and I came out and they were not there. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So I called this friend and she was like, oh, we're right outside, but we're leaving to go get food. So I said, okay, cool. So I left. We walked around the corner. We always go to this like taco place, like hole in the wall taco place. It doesn't matter if it's a game day, you can still get in and out and get food within like 15 minutes. It's incredible. So we went there. I got some, like loaded nachos, and then our plan was to leave Wrigleyville and head to like her side of the town and go to her bar. Mm-hmm. So we got on the red line, went across town, went to her bar, had several more drinks, and that was probably like 11 p.m. that we
ended. You're getting there.
Yeah. So normally in like an away city at an away stadium where I don't know anybody, a lot of times I will meet fans, Cubs fans, and go have drinks with people. So 11 o'clock, midnight, like usually that's like bars start to close. Like it's like time to start wrapping things up anyway. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can go till 2, but a lot of times it's like a weeknight. So it's like the bars aren't open till 2. So that's when a lot of times I go to like IHOP or something like that, eat late night, and then I go to the airport.
Okay.
And I'll just get my sweatshirt out, buy a blanket in the gift shop, and I'll just set an alarm.
You have a bear coat.
Yeah. This time I rolled that thing up, shoved it in the duffel bag, and it was like a pillow.
So you did not, just to clarify, there's a couple things I want to clarify. Number one, your friends, are they baseball fans or just like, you know, they like the event?
No, absolutely huge. My friend has season tickets.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Just want to make sure. And you did not wear the bear coat when you went out to the bars after?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Just want to clarify.
People think it's awesome. It makes sense to them. Like they get it. If I wore that in Orlando, like even if it was cold or the airport, like people would be like, think I was crazy. But in Chicago, it makes sense. Everybody gets it. I must have had 100 compliments on that thing yesterday.
Here's the big question. How many free drinks do you get because of the bear coat? Any? I paid
for a single drink yesterday.
You didn't pay for a single drink?
Not one. Yeah. I mean, I could have probably had more drinks than I could handle. Yeah, people offering to buy me drinks left and right. Mostly people just want to take a picture.
Okay. I thought it was because they said, we saw you on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We knew that you were going to do this. You're famous. And yay, Wendy, yay, baseball. We'll go with that. But no, that's great. That's awesome. Because that's another part of this, right? Is that it's not only we had talked about, you know, but technically really just rolling over the money you would pay for a hotel to get a better ticket, right?
Right.
This was a very economical trip for you. And I listen, I'm not talking about the ticket, but I'm just sort of overall, it was a very economical trip for you, right?
Well, it was very economical because another thing that I did, someone told me to do this last season and I kind of was like unsure about it. And then I asked my friends yesterday, like, is this dumb to do or what do you guys think of this? And they said, absolutely do it. I put in my Instagram stories, buy me an opening day beer with a link to my Venmo. That paid for my flight. My trip, everything was free yesterday. People bought my beer. My Venmo paid for my flight. You got my ticket. The day was free. For me.
The day was free.
This is my dream. My dreams are coming true.
I will say it once again, Wendy, for the millionth time. Yay, baseball. I mean, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I did not. Wow. I don't think that I would have the same results, but I might try.
You never know. You have a lot of friends.
No. All right. So we're up to about 11, 12 o'clock. You usually go to IHOP, but you're in Chicago and you're not going to IHOP.
I'm in Chicago and I have never had to sleep in the airport in Chicago.
Okay.
I always have a place to stay. And my friend Joanna has a beautiful apartment with a beautiful view. It's like the best view in Chicago. So we went, I was at her place for a little while and then left at like, I think I headed to the airport at 3 or 3:30.
Okay. So a couple hours. Wow.
It was great.
That's awesome. You didn't disappoint. I honestly, we have to figure out the next park you're going to go to.
I'm going again in April. I'm going to San Diego, which is a new ballpark for me, but it's not a 24-hour trip. Mm. That's for my birthday, and so I don't like to do those 24. I like to do like a real actual trip. So I'm going to two games in San Diego, and I haven't been to that one. So that's my next one. I'm hoping for some 24-hour trips, though. The Cubs play in Anaheim, right? Is that what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
The Cubs play there, and they don't go there very often. So it would be nice to check that one off this season. And then I've got all the California stadiums done, just because it's hard. Like, some of these stadiums, they don't go to every year.
But this is – the ideas are popping, Wendy. Like, the 24-hour trip – construct is a thing.
Right.
Say again?
The 24-hour trip is my favorite. It's like the most adventurous thing. It's like, no. I don't even know what I'm doing today.
I know, but that's why, I mean, this is just the beginning. I know that you've done this. How many times have you done it this now?
I've been to 25 stadiums, but I would say probably at least 12 to 15 of them are a 24-hour or less trip.
How would you rate this 24-hour trip?
It was the best. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to think if anything could even come close. There's no way. Wrigley is absolutely electric any day of the year, but opening day it was incredible. Plus, we won. There's no beating it. Plus, I was warm.
What a day. I don't know where the next 24, I mean, I know that you have some trips planned, but we have to keep noodling this. Let's go. Right. Let's keep thinking. This has to be sponsored. This is definitely a sponsorable item. I'm writing this down. Sponsor Wendy's next 24-hour trip. Okay. All right.
You're the best.
Baseball isn't boring. All right.
I'm true.
It's so good. All right. Well, good job with everything. You made us proud. You made us very proud.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.